have to be there, eat, and get out. So we really have to attend to the details here. And let me also remind you that after lunch, there's a session in on the biblical basis of Western science that will begin at 1 o'clock in ballroom C, D, and E right here. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar, let me give you the brief rules. Each of the speakers will talk for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes at most, and then we will have questions from the floor, and I will ask the questioners who have the microphone back there to please identify themselves and also not to give speeches, but to ask clear, succinct, to-the-point questions. It's very important, given the time constraints, that everybody have their say, and we don't get into sort of counter speeches. We will hopefully end more or less promptly at 11:30. Now, the topic at hand is an appropriate one for the city of Philadelphia, and that is limited government. And as everybody in this room knows, limited government is one of the foundations of a free society. And let me give you a little bit of my own view of it, mainly as a teacher. I, for years, have been teaching the American government course for about 20 years now to as many as 1,300 students in one room. And as is my habit, I always talk a great deal about limited government. In fact, it's one of the themes of the course. I bring it up repeatedly. And the students always pay lots of attention to this for the principal reason that I always include it on the exam. Everybody knows that Professor Weisberg always puts a limited government question or two or three or four on the exam. So I am doing my best to promote that odd, strange, antique concept. Let me emphasize that when I talk to my students about limited government, most of them are clueless. They really have no understanding of what it entails. I mean, for some reason, we've not done our jobs as teachers, as parents, whatever. It is truly an odd concept, something back there with the Missouri Compromise, the Virginia Plan, the New Jersey Plan, something to be forgotten. So I consider this here a first step in remedial education, a very popular subject these days in American higher education. By the way, I should pass on to you that something like 25% of all college classes, I've been told, are remedial in character. Now, let me introduce our distinguished panelists. It's a very different group, and I will introduce them in the order they will be speaking. Jeffrey Sikenga is a visiting professor of political science at Ashland University and a director of research for the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He has studied at the University of Virginia and the University of Toronto. His doctorate examines the problem of oligarchy in ancient and modern thought. Our second speaker is John G. West, Jr., who is currently a senior fellow at the Seattle-based institute where he is the associate director. Okay, he told me that he was originally the director, but I guess the director is actually here, so you have to be careful. the question was, do we know something that the director does not know? Okay, we will talk with the director out after the meeting, clearly. But he is the associate director of the program on religion, liberty, and civic life. His specialties include constitutional law, religion, and politics in American government. He is also an assistant professor of political science at the Seattle Pacific University. He is widely published and the recipient of numerous awards. His most recent book is The Politics of Revelation and Reason, which is available, I just found out, shortly, out on the table there. Is it for sale? Okay, you can make a contribution and buy it. Okay, our last speaker is Mr. David W. Hall, who is presently serves as pastor of the Covenant Presbyterian Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, who is a senior fellow at the Cupper Institute and the editor of Premise. He is the author of some 13 books and nearly two dozen articles on religion-related topics. In addition to these notable accomplishments, he is the founder and executive director of the Center for the Advancement of Paleo Orthodoxy. I was talking with him about that last night. It's a fascinating concept, and those of you who do not know it, this is the place where important documents are sent via Anti-Federalist Express, where it absolutely, positively has to be there yesterday. I take this opportunity to take all these jokes, which my students are absolutely clueless on, and use them here. So God bless you. I now know that they really were funny. Okay, enough of me. On to our panelists.